by Middle Tennessee Christian School coaches to talk about their most recent games and upcoming opponents. It's time to talk Orange and White on FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and streaming online at GoPrimetimeSports.com on Cougar Corner.
New music, new open, new place, same old coach. Alex Roberts joins us. Brian Stewart is the head football coach, but Alex is here, assistant, and kind of pinch hitting this morning.
Yep.
Coach Stewart is still trying to get into Rutherford County nice and settled in, and, you know, it's kind of a monumental day when you can say you sold your house in Alabama and get to move back. So.
Oh, yeah. They're very excited. They sold it in less than a month, so they're fired up.
Well, you know, that means the stars align in the right way,
that's right.
in this time. So that is really big for him, and we'll catch up with Brian next week. And season's here, Coach. You don't have much of a layoff, do you?
No. We have no layoff. Nobody does anymore.
You know, you go through the tough baseball season, and I assume you have a little bit of a summer.
A little bit. We have, of course, we have a summer team there at school, so we finished up the end of June, and so I got a week or two. I got the dead period off, and then football started back up. And
back at it.
That's right.
Alex, there are a lot of new things, one being the head coach. Of course, David had an opportunity to move on, David Peden. So he has done that, and Brian Stewart is the new head coach. I'm sure things have been kind of hectic trying to put in a new offense and different things.
Yeah, we're going to the spread. And so Coach Stewart hit the ground running that first Monday that after the dead period, and we got out and started throwing and catching, and he was evaluating the kids and getting an idea if we could do what he wanted to do. And, you know, he feels real confident, we all do, that we're going to be able to do it. And so it has been hectic getting everything done and getting it going, but he's very, very excitable, very fired up. The kids are really taken to him, and he's done a really good job.
Eight seniors. I know that there was a big class last year, obviously, when you talk about Middle Tennessee Christian School and a 9A team. So they're one thing, I guess, if you're going to bring back a young team, it's good to have an experienced quarterback.
Yeah. Ivy Starling is going to be our quarterback again. He, of course, it's a totally different – he's got a totally different role right now compared to last year. The last 2 years has just been kind of, you know, manage the game – you know, don't turn the ball over, take care of the ball. And, of course, with the spread, it's a little bit different ball game when you're going from throwing the ball 8 to 10 times a game to possibly, you know, 20, 25 times. But he has really worked hard, and he's really listening and picking up and learning the reads. And he's done a very good job, and he's gotten better every week. That's the main thing. So.
Obviously, you have to look at your personnel before you decide to make a big leap like this. So Coach Stewart must have felt pretty confident that this was going to be an offense these kids could handle.
Yeah, when he got there that first day, he's like, you know, I want to go out and throw the ball and catch it and see. You know, because he said, if we can't do it, we need to do something else. And after that first day, he felt pretty confident that we could, and that we could get it done. Even though we're going to be young, you know, we got some youth, but – he felt like we're going to be able to, as he puts it, pitch and catch a little bit.
Yeah. So. Well, and obviously to make the spread work, you have to keep teams honest and be able to run the ball. Yep. So you've got Brent back there too.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt to have Stephen Brent back there.
Yeah.
I think Coach Stewart's been calling him the beast, is what he's been calling him, because he is tough to bring down. And he's a very good running back. What a lot of people are probably going to be shocked at is that he can catch the ball pretty good too. And so we've been trying to get him in a lot of different areas, and it will help. And it's going to help a lot to have a guy like that back there that you can hand the ball off to, and the other teams aren't just going to be able to sit back and bring the house thinking you're going to pass it every play.
Alex, what positions did you see maybe the most depth lost with the senior class from last year?
The two on offense, the two biggest positions were the receivers and offensive line. We have all new receivers. Everybody who's starting at receiver this year, I don't think any of them, none of them played. I don't know that any of them got any playing time last year at receiver. Offensive line, we have one starter back, Stephen Barker. He'll be a senior. He's our we're moving him from right tackle to left tackle. He's the only starter back. We do have a couple of guys. Chris Collins will be a junior. He played a little bit when some people went down. But other than that, up front, it's pretty much a new group there and a new group of receivers. But, you know, the kids are – they're working hard and they're trying to step into those roles. And
they obviously made a pretty good first impression then. You know, if they're all new kids, yeah. Being able to handle this spread offense.
Yeah. Receiver-wise, we're going to – we've got I have to kind of think left to right looking at the
sure.
offense. We got Justin Wynn, who's a freshman. Right now he's playing our X receiver. Oakley Starling, Ivy's little brother, right now has been our H. We call it the H receiver. Ty Hageman, who's a junior, has been starting at the Y. And then Britt Roberts, who's a sophomore, has been playing the Z. That's been our four starters. And then we have Parker Richardson, Austin Melton. I have to go through the list here. Dylan Ritter, Jordan Evans. All those guys have been getting some significant time out there at receiver. We're rotating them pretty good.
Yeah. Now, Richardson going to handle the kicking duties as
well?
He
is going to be our kicker. When you lose a guy like Trevor Brunsfold, you kind of wonder what you're going to have. But Parker has done a really, really good job kicking extra points and field goals and kicking off. He's definitely handling those responsibilities, and he's done a really good job. We've been really pleased with him. Punter, we're still not sure. You know, it's hard to replace a two-time All-State punter. But right now it's kind of looking like it be between Britt, Ivy, and maybe Parker, probably one of those three.
You've got the senior experience, and then you have a few juniors, but then you're full of freshmen and sophomores,
oh, yeah.
aren't you?
Yeah, we are. The other night we were watching our film from – we scrimmaged Cannon County Thursday night. We were watching the film, and on defense we had three seniors and eight freshmen and sophomores on the field. That was our first defense.
Wow.
So we have some youth, but the good thing is we have some talented youth. So they're going to have to overcome the inexperience. And, right now our biggest thing, Coach Williams, our defense coordinator, was talking to him yesterday about the biggest thing is just getting in the right spots. That's the thing we're struggling with on defense right now. And that's just youth. They didn't play there. You got three or four guys, maybe four guys who really played a lot last year on defense. And so everybody else is having to learn where they fit in and where to get before the ball snap and things like that. And once we get that taken care of, I think we'll be fine.
Now, what are your coaching duties?
I'm the offensive line coach and then the defensive tackle coach. We actually have another guy who's helping us. He's kind of taking the ends. We work together, but I'm handling defensive line and offensive line. So
to have a guy like Steve Williams there, I mean, he is a really good teacher, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, very good teacher. I mean, he does an excellent job with the defense. I mean, he keeps it simple where they can understand it. He teaches it to them on, like this Monday, he'll go out there and he'll teach them exactly here's how we're going to approach Nashville Christian's offense, and then we'll rep it over and over and over. And by Friday night, the kids can make calls and make adjustments. And usually our middle linebacker and our free safety are the two that kind of handle that. And those guys, that they can make the adjustments. And he's done a really good job with our defense. And he takes a lot of pride in it. And the kids have taken a lot of pride. So his expectations have not changed. He told them yesterday, I expect us to, not give up a lot of points. We have set the bar, and we're not going to change it. So,
on the defensive side of the ball, many changes there?
Yeah, we got a lot there too. Stephen Barker is going to be starting a defensive end for us. He started every game there last year. Carl Mathis will be our other end. He's a sophomore this year. He's also going to be our left guard, so he's starting on offensive and defensive lines. Our two inside guys, one's Trey Bautista right now, and the other one is Franklin Roberts. He's coming to us from Manchester. They're both sophomores. We got a little youth up front. Linebacker-wise, of course, Stephen Brent's our middle linebacker. Keith Pickard is our Sam. He was a No, excuse me, he's our Will linebacker. He's a senior. He played quite a bit last year on defense. And then Dakota Vaught, another sophomore, is our Sam linebacker. Secondary, like right now, Oakley Starling is playing one corner. Dylan Ritter has been playing the other corner. He's got a hamstring or a quad issue right now, so he's been out. So Jordan Evans, who's a freshman, started the other night at corner. And then safeties, Britt Roberts has moved from free safety. He's played free safety last year. He's moved to strong safety, and our free safety is either kind of a combination of Ivy Starling and then Justin Wynn, another freshman. So we're pretty young on defense too. So yeah, a lot of new faces there. But
well, I know the season starting here on Friday, there's a lot of excitement, and you know, this is a relatively young program period. Now you've got a young team to go along with it. But you know, the expectations, you kind of mentioned the bar has been set, playoffs the last 2 years. Yep. And not to put that kind of pressure, but at least this is a program that has seen some success. Mm-hmm. And you build off of that with young group.
Yep. And Coach Stewart came in, and I mean, he immediately told them the expectations have not changed. In fact, if anything, he has told them my expectations are even higher. I mean, he's told them over and over, you know, our ultimate goal is to play on the turf. He tells them every day, that's our goal. You know, you have to work hard, and that's the bar that's set. And after our scrimmage the other night against Cannon County, he told them, he said, guys, you know, you can be as good as you want to be. And he said, I fully expect us, my expectations are playoffs. And then when you get there, you start over and take it a week at a time. So nothing has changed in the expectation category. Our goal is to make the playoffs, and once you get there, then our goal is to win. And so, you know, hopefully each week we're a team that we're hoping each week we get better just because of our youth as we get more experience, and hopefully we'll be peaking about the first week of November.
Well, that'd be great. Yep. He's obviously a guy that knows how to get there and take a team. Of course, the state champion coach at Jackson Christian, and what did you say? Mobile Christian is where he came from?
Yeah, he's been at last year he was at Mobile Christian, then at Mobile, Alabama. And he also was at Briarcrest before Nashville Christian. And they won two or three state championships. Well, I may be undercutting him. They may have won five or six. We've talked about it before. But
he's got some rings.
He coached with Hugh Freeze and some guys like that at Briarcrest. So he's got a few rings and has had that experience. So. He's bringing that.
And I guess that's good to be able to rely on that experience. Wanted to talk before we go too far. Nashville Christian is first up, and then I guess a little bit of a homecoming for you the second week going to Ezel. Yep. But we'll focus on Nashville Christian here first. What do you know about Nashville Christian?
We scrimmaged them last year, and they were much improved from the past couple of years. Coach Brothers and his staff, he's gone in there, and obviously, they've done a good job. They took them from a team that was 2-8 or 3-7 to a playoff team last year in 1 year. So they've done a good job with them. I think they've got, from what I recall of their roster from last year, they'll be an upper class team this year. They had a lot of juniors last year. You know, they're going to run. We know they're going to be pretty much a 3-4 type defense, and they're pretty much going to run our offense we ran last year, I-Pro, a lot of that stuff. So they're going to be a tough challenge, but hopefully our guys will get a good game plan together, and if we go out and execute and give ourselves a chance to win, I think we have a chance to win. We just have to go out and execute and do what we need to do.
Home opener as well, and it will be at Middle Tennessee Christian School, and I'm sure the place is sparkling. You've got some work going on the baseball field too, so you'll have it looking nice for when people walk by.
We're trying to get it where everybody, when they walk by the baseball field, they look at it and go, ooh, you know, we wish ours looked like that. But we worked me and a couple of dads worked this morning in the rain. I'd actually canceled it because of the rain, and then they didn't get my email. And so we stood out there in the rain and did a little bit for a little while. But there's a lot of work going on up there with the football facility, getting it dressed up and nice and ready to go, and everybody's excited.
Well, I tell you, that had to be a big draw to, you know, for anybody to come in there and look at the facilities, because for Middle Tennessee Christian School, it's it's great. But, I mean, you've been to a lot of places, oh, yeah. I know, and to see what you have makes you really appreciate it a lot more.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what we tell all of our kids. We tell the football kids. We tell the baseball kids. Everybody, the basketball kids, you know, appreciate what you have because we go a lot of places, and it's nothing compared to what we've been able to have. And, you know, that's come through a lot of people's hard work and donations and things. And so it's really nice to have the stuff we have.
Coach, we hope to see you before baseball season, and if not, we'll definitely see you during that time of the year. Appreciate you pinch hitting this morning, using a little baseball term there, for Coach Stewart. And we do thank you for coming in this morning, and good luck on the football season.
Thank you.
All right, Coach. Appreciate it.
All right.
Coach, joining us this morning, Coach Alex Roberts. We're going to get you a few scores and then get you out of here this morning. And we have a look at your Cougar Corner scoreboard, and we want to thank once again Miss Judy Coates for helping us out with that. She is a tremendous asset to us, because without her we would not be able to get all of the scores that we do. And just to let you know, there's not a whole lot out there on the schedule, but she did want me to remind you that the team, the Honduras Mission team, will be having a spaghetti supper on Friday night at 5 o'clock in the cafeteria before the football game. It will be catered by Marinas and will benefit a group of MTCS students and adults who will be traveling to Honduras during fall break to work at a children's home there. There's no set cost. Donations being accepted at that spaghetti supper on Friday night. Cougar Corner scoreboard from this week, high school volleyball, St. Andrews, 25-23, 25-18, 15-8 win in varsity. And also JV win, 25-18, 23-25, 15-13 in high school varsity and junior varsity volleyball. Junior high football kicked off with a win over Forest. I know that hurt a lot of feelings for a lot of folks at Middle Tennessee Christian School to beat Forest, but 38-14, the win in junior high football on Thursday night. And John joins me as we wrap up a couple of minutes late. Our apologies to Dave Gober and Dean Higby with Rutherford Home Show. They're coming up next.
Yeah, you made somebody else mad. Way to go.
Well, you know, that's what we do. But, you know, we were looking pretty grim there on the scheduling, but I appreciate the coaches working out with us. It's been a great maiden voyage here at the Cedar Bucket.
And I'm telling you what, there's a man back there, the chef back there. I just ate some pancakes.
Oh, did you get your pancakes?
I mean, it's like pancake heaven. I mean, I'm like full, and really they make them in one great big one.
Yeah.
And I told him, give me three of them. Well, he had enough. He was wise enough to come to me and say, look, man, you can't handle those. They're that big.
I said, you can't handle the truth.
You can't handle those big pancakes. But boy, what a great opening at Cedar Bucket, and it's right here off Las Casas Pike. I think they're closed for the rest of the day today.
Yep, but, they're going to open up on Mondays now for lunch and dinner starting this Monday. So they were closed on Mondays, but Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday morning breakfast, and of course they're open on Middle Tennessee Boulevard next to Kroger there as well for lunch each day. So.
Yeah, if you don't know about this little secret, you better try to find a place to get over here on Las Casas Highway, because I'm telling you, they can cook.
Fried catfish on Friday nights is the stuff.
Now you tell me. Now that we're going to do football for 30 weeks.
For every Friday night.
Yeah, but hey, there's other nights.
That is very true. Great folks here. Ricky Turner stays out of the kitchen, but he is a good manager here and does a great job. The whole family have made us feel very welcome here at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant, and we appreciate them very, very much. Well, John, the first one's in the books. We'll do it next week.
Yeah, and we'll have really something to talk about, really.
That's
big
right.
Time. Football.
Monday, the IDST's primetime sports scene from Paleo's Grill. Two-hour edition, Dennis Weaver and Murphy Fair in the first hour. Tom Krieger will join us in the second hour as we do our football preview show Monday. Friday night, football, Arlington at Oakland, and then Saturday morning right back here at the Cedar Bucket. John, let's get out of here.
Yeah, and I tell you, I want to say one thing about the real estate guys. I just bought a house. A lot of their advice they gave me, I followed. They're amazing. I didn't make wrong moves, you know, because of the real estate guys.
And interest
Seriously,
rates,
I'm not kidding.
Interest rates are at an all-time low.
I mean, I'm serious. That's a show to watch. And then you got your boy coming up after that.
Phil Dye will be on at 12:30, and then 1:30, Brad and Terry for 2 hours. So we're keeping it local.
Okay, well, we plugged them. Now they say, shut up and let's go.
That's what they're saying.
See ya.
All right, thanks to Tyler back at the station. For John Dinkins and all the coaches, I'm Brian Barrett. Thanks so very much for joining us. We'll see you back here next Saturday morning at the Cedar Bucket for both the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Coaches Corner and Cougar Corner.
Listening to Cougar Corner with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and the Middle Tennessee Christian School coaches, live from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike. Keep up with MTCS Athletics online at mtcscougars.org, the official website of Middle Tennessee Christian School. And don't miss joining us here on WGNS AM FM again next week for another edition of Cougar Corner.
Everything we do affects our eternal destiny.
President Lynn Watson of Middle